this be one of the best moments of your life. You're listening to the Business Mirror Podcast for a broader look on business with Senior Editor Dennis Estopase.
Good day, I'm Dennis Estopase, and welcome to Wednesdays with John Mangan, a podcast to be anchored by John Mangan, a columnist for the Business Mirror newspaper and who operates a website titled mangononmarkets.com. Mr. Mangan will share with us one of the many pieces he wrote for his column titled Outside the Box, which is published every Tuesday and Thursday in the op-ed section of the Business Mirror. We hope you enjoy your Wednesday with John Mangan.
The COVIDian cult. It's unfortunate, but it's time to go there. Back when I was climbing up the mountain of life, rather than sliding down the other side, there were two great truths. The first was that overpopulation was a fact, and that soon nature would take its course through famines and things like that. The human population would be reduced to a manageable level for Mother Gaia to survive, even if we humans did not. The other truth going into the 1970s was the world was moving into a cooling period that might signal a new ice age. Today, that idea is dismissed to the extent that, well, the very few scientists that thought that were unscientific. On January 11, 1970, the Washington Post reported that colder winters herald dawn of a new ice age. Whenever scientists from that period are quoted on the possibility of global cooling, it is always followed by, but many other scientists doubted these conclusions. That may all be true, but the fact is that global cooling prediction was pushed by the press and media as global warming and climate change is today. In 2019, the New York Times ran a scholarly piece titled Before Global Warming, Humans Caused Global Cooling, Study Finds. All bases are covered. It's your fault, either way. The Democracy Index is compiled by the Economist Intelligence Unit that measures the state of democracy in 167 countries. Authoritarian regimes are nations where political pluralism is non-existent or severely limited. Elections, if they take place, are not fair and free. The media is often state-owned or controlled by groups associated with the ruling regime. The judiciary is not independent, and censorship and suppression of government criticism are commonplace. 30 countries are full authoritarian, with another 30 almost there. 54 nations, including South Korea, Japan, US, Taiwan, Italy, Indonesia, Thailand, Mexico, and the Philippines, are considered flawed. One of the benchmarks for a really good authoritarian government is mass conformity to an official narrative. It's like in the book Animal Farm, four legs good, two legs bad. Not only must the government push the idea, but supporters must make sure that there is no deviation from the narrative. Think of the Cold War or the War on Terror. Facts cannot be allowed to challenge the narrative. Nazism and Stalinism are the classic examples, but the phenomenon is better observed in cults and in cult thinking. Only unquestioning conformity to the cult's ideology can save its members. The atmosphere of paranoia the official narrative generates keeps the cult members or society compliant. Logic and consistency of the narrative does not matter. The initiation into the COVIDian cult began in January when the medical authorities and corporate media turned on the fear with projections of many millions of deaths. 8 months later, the head of the Health Emergencies Program of the World Health Organization has confirmed an infection fatality rate of 0.14%, approximately the same as the seasonal flu, primarily because of the higher fatality in the 70 age and above. American playwright C.J. Hopkins puts it this way: "The science argument is officially over. An increasing number of doctors and medical experts are breaking ranks and explaining how the current mass hysteria over cases, which now include perfectly healthy people, is essentially meaningless propaganda. And then there is the existence of Sweden and other countries that are not playing ball with the COVID-9 narrative, which makes a mockery of the ongoing hysteria."
Thank you for listening to the Business Mirror Podcast. For a broader look on business, follow us on Facebook and Twitter @Business Mirror. Until next time.